So this week we continue and move forward in Sefer Shemos, in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in Parshas Va'ero, in the very first psukim of this parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe v'yomer elav ani Hashem v'eiro el Avrom el Yitzchok v'el Yaakov b'keil Shakai v'shmi Hashem lo inodati Elohim. וגם כי מויסי הסבריסי, איתם לוסס למרצז כנוען. ודן הקודש ברוך הוא סז לכן, אמוי לבני ישראל אני ישם, והויצא איסי אסכם מתחת סיבלויס מצרים, והצלתי אסכם מאבי דוסון, וגואלתי אסכם בזרוי הנטויה ושפוטם גדולם, ולוקחתי אסכם לי לעם, והויסי לוחם לאלוקים, וידעתם כי אני ישם אלוקיכם. And it is based on this posik that we drink Dalet Koisis, Beleil HaSeder, Keneged Dalet Lashoynes Shel Geula. Ve'oitzeisi ve'itzalti. I will take you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. I will salvage you from slavery. I will redeem you. Ve'ge'alti eschem bezroya natuya. Ve'lokachti eschem mila'am. And I shall take you to be my people, my nation. These are four different expressions of Geula, Dalet L'shoyne Shel Geula, and that is why we drink Dalet Koisis Beleil HaSeder. That is only one reason and one interpretation that we find in Rashi and in the Rishbam and the Megillah of Perek Arav Pesachim. There's another suggestion that we find in Toisis and Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. In Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Toisis writes Mistoma. And that's an interesting expression by Toisis, Mistama. Toisis says, I guess, or we guess, that the reason we're doing Dalet Koisis is because Beleil HaSeder we say four brochas. And it is appropriate that each of these brochas has a kois. The brocha should be kois shel brocha. So the four brochas that we say Beleil HaSeder is Kiddush, Halel, Berachas HaMazon, and the brocha of Geula, the Berachas HaHagadah. And that is why we drink Dalet Koisis, because each of these brochas deserves a kois. And that is the mitzvah of Dalet Koisis. However, mitzvah's Dalet Koisis is a mitzvah into itself. So besides the mitzvahs of Kiddush and Berachas HaMazon and the brocha of Halel, we also have the mitzvah of Dalet Koisis. Why would that not be considered ein oisin mitzvois chavilois chavilois? So we have a basic concept, a basic idea that appears three times in Shas. Soitechas omed alav, brochas mentes omed alav, and psochem kuv beis omed beis. Ein osim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Each mitzvah deserves its own space, its own room, its own time, its own kais. So the Gemara says in Psochem Kuv Beis Amit Beis, we do not say Berachas HaMazon and Kiddush on the same kois. We need two different koises. What is that? Einois and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So how come we say a brocha on a kois and we perform two mitzvahs with this same brocha on this same very kois? Kiddush and Dalet Koisis. Berachas HaMazon and Dalet Koisis. Why would that not be considered chavilos chavilos? And if Chazal wanted us to drink Dalet Koisis, then we should have Dalet Koisis besides the Kois Shel Brocha. How would we manage eight Koisis? Well, Lishitosi, you could drink grape juice, that wouldn't be that terrible, unless you have Sekeret, diabetes, then that would be a problem. But why would this not be considered Chavilas Chavilas? And the Sukkah of Dalet Koisis brings us to Chavilas Chavilas once again. And that is the very last paragraph, the very last passage in Yerushalmi, Masechet Rumis, Nun Tes Omed Aleph. There's a question in Yerushalmi. Could one be Yotze Dalet Koisis with Yayin Shel Shavias? And there are many different interpretations. What is the Shaila? It's not found in Bavli. What is the Shaila? Why not? Why yes and why no? So we'll come back to these basic sukkahs towards the end of today's shiur. But I would like to take the opportunity today and discuss the concept, the halacha of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So every week we deal with a different sugya, but I think there is chibiyah seira, and it's especially interesting to discuss sugyas that are relevant and they are part of our seder yom. So einoy se mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is a halacha, which is primarily in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, and it's nogeya lamais in varying different aspects in different fields in different shailas, and that will be our topic today. So three different sources in Shas we find. Ein osim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. It's a concept, and as usually, it's easier to understand abstracts when we give examples and make them tangible and realistic. Halacha lemaisa. So Broches Mem Tesamad Aleph, Chazal say that you cannot combine two broches in one siyum, and when you daven Tefillas Amida, you need to say Yud Ches Broches. After Shmuel HaKotan was mitaken Berachas Aminim, it actually became 19 brochas in Shmoyne Esrei. So the Shmoyne Esrei is still called Shmoyne Esrei, but it actually contains 19 brochas. So you cannot combine two in one. For instance, say, Roifei choy le'ami Yisroel v'soleach la'avoyno Yisayim, O matzmiach keren Yeshua v'boyne Yerushalayim. Each brocha has its own siyum. And if you try to combine two, that is Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilois Chavilois. Why not? Rashi doesn't say on the spot. Which brings us to source number two, which is Amsochem Kuf Beis Omen Beis. The Gemara says, you cannot say Berch Zemozan and Kiddush on the same kois. You need one kois for Berch Zemozan and another kois for Kiddush. Why can't you say both Bruchas on the same kois? Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilois Chavilois. Why not? The Rashbam in Psochim says, Nera Olav Kemase. If you say two brochas on the same cost, it appears to the bystander, it appears as if mitzvahs are a burden to you and you want to bundle them together and just get over with them. So you say two brochas, I have a kais. Let's say both brochas on the same kais, just to get over with it. If you cherish your mitzvahs, and you enjoy, if you bask in their performance, then you will dedicate time to each mitzvah and not try to combine two brochas in one to make it shorter. You will dedicate a kais, as is appropriate, to each and every brocha on its own, and you don't say two brochas on the same kais. And source number three brings us to Masechet Soita Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So in Soita we have four examples, but these four examples have some common denominator, and they are essentially different than the first two sources, in Brochas and in Psochim. So Masechet Soita, the Gemara says, Ein mashkin shtei soito iska achas. There's a din of hashkoas ha-shoita. Hashkoas ha-soita la'ach ha-kinui v'stira. Ein mashkin shtei soito iska achas. Two people come with their two respective wives to Beis Din for the ceremony of hashkoa. You don't do two together. Ve'ein metaren shnei mitzeroam ki yachod. Two people that have tumas tzoras, that have a nega, so they come to achieve tahara. Ein roitzim shnei avodim ka'achas. Two people come with their slaves. Both slaves want to continue their slavery. They do not wish to go free. They prefer slavery to freedom. Ein roitzin shnei avodim ka'achas, ve'ein orfin shtei agonois ka'achas. That is egla arufa. So you don't bundle mitzvahs together. Why ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? Why? So Rashi and Tosfos, Soita Daf Ches, say the same as the Rashbam in Psochim Kuf Beis. Mepnei shenera olav kamasa, ve'odem shememaher lifroik masoi. Why bundle them together? You make an extra Moshe Beis Din for every Soita, for every Ritzia, and for every Egla Arufa. When you bring them together, you know, we're doing this anyway, so let's finish them all off. That is not appropriate. Chazal say, Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You dedicate ample time for each and every mitzvah, because each and every mitzvah deserves its own attention and its own covet and honor. So when we observe the three sources, we realize that Chazal speak about Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas in two different realms, in the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the Yochid. mitzvahs which are essentially, by their very nature, avodas Elokim, like the brochas and tefillas amida and berachas amazon and kiddush. Many times I explained that the backbone, the essence of avodas Hashem, is the mitzvahs of seder hayom, Shabbos, v'moyed. All the others are about the result. And just a week ago, we spoke about the concept. So two of the three sugyas, psochem and brochas, speak about brochas, various different brochas. Mesechet brochas, it's about the brochas of the Shemoines, the birchas at tefillah. And separate siyum for every brocha. Don't bundle them together. Psochem, similar concept. Birchas, Amazon, and Avdola, each of them deserves its own kais. Don't say two different brochas on the same kais. Saita, we have four different mitzvahs. But the common denominator between the four of them is mitzvahs that are not upon the yochid. They are not by the very nature of Avodas Hashem. They are all about the outcome, about the result. About Kinyan Eved, about Tahara Sametzoyra, about Egla Arufa. If a person was found and he was murdered, then we don't know who did this crime. And Ashkosa Soita, Ritzias Avodim, Tahara Sametzoyra, and Egla Arufa. These mitzvahs are Mutal Ala Beisden. And also by these mitzvahs, Chazal say, Ein oisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So Rashi, Derashbam, and Toises, all offer the same explanation. Why not? Nera olav kemasa. Because it appears that mitzvahs are a burden to you, and they shouldn't be a burden. They should be a privilege, a pleasure, and you should bask and cherish your mitzvahs. And not ka'odam ha'poreya choyvoy. However, Toises, a moi kotin tesamid beis, chesamid beis, offers a different explanation. And Tosis writes Nerektsas. And therefore I argue the Ksuvim and Ishurim. I think the Iker Tam is the one that Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosis suggest. Tosis in Moed Koton writes Nerektsas. So in Moed Koton of Chesamit Beis, Chazal don't mention the concept of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. What do we find in Moed Koton? Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And Tosis explains why not. Kedei shiyehei liboy panui lakor simcha v'simcha. Doima la'ein oisem mitzvahs chavilas, kedei shiyehei liboy panui lakor mitzvah v'mitzvah. So Tosfos suggests maybe these two concepts have something in common. Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha, because it is preferable that a person takes one simcha at a time. He should be able to bask in the simcha, to cherish the simcha, and really be happy, and not two in one. Similar way, Chazal say, "Ein oisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas kedei she'en liboy panui lekol mitzvah." So it always was apparent to me that the Chayyodim and Klal Samaches, the Chayyodim brings together many esoides in Klole Hazihiras b'mitzvahs, and in Siv Gimel he writes, "Ein oisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas." Shema lo yuchal lehizdareiz bishneihem. Why does he need to suggest an explanation number three if we already have two in Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos? So why would there need to? Why do we have a need for suggestion number three? Shema lo yuchal lehizdareiz bishneihem. So the Chayyodim probably remembered Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos, two different Tosfos and two different sources. Maybe he means the same as Tosfos, not in Soita, but rather in Moed Koton. Moed Koton says, "Shehei liboy ponui lekol mitzvah, kemo shehei liboy ponui lekol simcha." We could explain this formula in two different ways. Maybe it has something to do with kavonas mitzvah, mitzvah sichas kavona. Shehei liboy ponui, shiuchal lechaven karui lekol mitzvah v'mitzvah. That might make sense regarding Kiddush and Berachas Hamazon, but not regarding two Soitas or two Egla Rufas. It's the same Kavona, so why not do both at a time? One might argue that is why Tosfos suggests two different reasonings. In Soita, regarding those four mitzvahs that you don't really need any special Kavona, and anyway you're performing the same mitzvah twice, so what would the problem be regarding Kavona? That is why there, Tosfos suggests a different time. Shelo yei nere kemasa. But when you say two brochas at once on the same kois, or combine two brochas, it's not so really Nedek Hamasa. Maybe the time there is Shiyei Libay Penui, two different brachas, two different mitzvahs. Why bundle them together? Maybe that is why Tosfos suggests two different reasons. However, it is very well known, many Achronim say, when we find two different Tosfos in two different Masechtas, it's not much of a kasha. There were hundreds of Balei Tosfos, especially in different Masechtas. We find reason number four, or maybe number three, depends how we interpret the Chayyodim, in Mari Abuhav. So in the new Torahs, published by Machon HaMaor, we have the Perish of Mari Abuhav on Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, and he lived 500 years ago. And in Simarei and Aleph and Dina Kiddush, we find a new approach to Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So Mari Abuhav writes, if we do two mitzvahs, one after the other, at the same time, one right after the other, people might think that mitzvah number two is more important than mitzvah number one because we have a general concept of malam b'kodesh, velo moridim. So if you do two mitzvahs, one right after the other, that might suggest that mitzvah number two is more important than number one. And if that is not the case, and they both are important, same level, same degree, that is why einois and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And once again I ask, isn't it enough to have Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos? Why do we need something new? And according to Mari Abuhav, well, that makes sense if we say Berachas Mosan and Kiddush, two mitzvahs, two soitas, two mitzeron, two egla rufis. Nobody would think number two is more important than number one. They're the same. So why einois and mitzvahs chavilos? So once again, Mari Abuhav fits into one sugi but not to the other. But it wouldn't be reasonable to say the same lashon, different sigyas, different reasons. Doesn't make sense that the reasoning in one isn't the same as the rationale in another. If it's the same concept and the same lashon, and therefore, as in any other case, I think let's stick to the rishonim with their yashdus, with their pashtus. What they say fits into all the sources, and it makes sense, and we don't have to be mefalpon. So we find an interesting lashon in the Rambam. Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes a halacha, and that is the halacha that we learn in Psachim Kuv Beis. Ein Oimrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Echad. Berachas Hamazon and Kiddush you don't say on the same kos. So we're dealing with the situation: a person was marach b'suv the erev Shabbos, Peiros Mapul Mekadosh. So he wants to make Berachas Hamazon, and he needs to make Kiddush. So Berachas Hamazon and Kiddush, you don't say on the same kos. And when the Rambam brings this halacha, Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Gimel of Berachas Shabbos, the Rambam writes, "Mepnei sheberachas Hamazon veKiddush Yom shneiem mitzvos shel Torahim, shneiem mitzvos shel Torahim." And when the Rambam writes anywhere in Mishnah Torah, "mitzvos shel Torah," he means to indicate that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That is the Rambam's definition, the Rambam's terminology. Mitzvah shel Torah means a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Migdal Ois says, so why does the Rambam emphasize shneiem mitzvah shel Torah? Because the Rambam means to indicate that by a mitzvah de Rabbanon, there is no halacha of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, no peda of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That is the opinion of the Migdal Ois. Migdal Ois was somewhat a controversial commentary on the Rambam. He was a very early commentary. But at least two Gedolei HaDoros don't have a very positive opinion about the Migdal Ois. The Shach, in two different sources, writes, and the Marshal has a similar opinion about the Migdal Ois. So the Shach and the Marshal are not very happy with the Migdal Ois, but he is considered one of the major commentaries on the Rambam, and for as long as we remember, he's been around, and in all the Rambams we have the Migdal Ois and Adaf. So the Migdal Ois argues, what the Rambam means to say is, by Mitzvah de Rabbanon, there is no Kpeid and Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why not? If the reasoning is Nera Olav Kemasa, Chavivim Divrei Soifrim, why wouldn't the same apply to Mitzvah de Rabbanon? If it would be a Gzeira, then we could say, Ein Gozrin Gzeira, La Gzeira, but why not? why wouldn't this halacha apply to a mitzvah d'rabbanan as well? So the Chasam Sofer in Chedushei Chasam Sofer in Psochim Kuf Beis has a different approach. He said, what the Rambam means to say is, if it would be one the Uraisa and the other the d'rabbanan, then there would be no kpeida. But if both are the d'rabbanan, of course the rule applies. The Rambam means to say, Bechsa Moshe and Kiddush are both the Uraisa. If one would be the d'rabbanan, then that wouldn't be a problem. And why not? So the Chasam Sofer writes, the d'rabbanan legabe the Uraisa is kereshus. So why not? It would only be an honor for the mitzvah d'rabbanan that we put together with the mitzvah d'oraisa. So there would be no kpeida. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes. And then the Chasam Sofer asks, a gevaldige kasha on the Rambam, in Psochim Kuf Beis. When the Gemara says, hey, no, imrim shtei kedushas al kois echod, and we need a separate kois for Bechsa Mosen and for Kiddush, how about Yaknehoz? Everybody knows what Yaknehoz is, right? When Yom Tov falls, Moitzolei Shabbos, on the same kois we say five brochas. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdola, Zman. So the Gemara asks, how do we say Kiddush and Havdola on the same kois? Why wouldn't that be considered Chavilois Chavilois? If you can't say Bechsa Mosen and Kiddush on the same kois, why could you say Kiddush and Havdola on the same kois? Why don't Chazal ask about Yayin? No. That's Berchas Anenen. You could never drink without a bracha. Ner doesn't really have to do with the kois. Ner you say on the ner, not on the kois. Zman, well, we say it on the kois, but it's all about the Yom Tov. So what are we left with? Kiddush and Havdalah, that we say al ha-kois. So the Gemara answers, Kiddush v'Avdal techodem milsehi. Maybe along the way we will come back to the Gemara. But the Chasam Sofer asks on the kash. On the kash. The Rambam maintains, according to the Magen Mishnah, that Avdalah is a mitzvah d'orais. However, Kiddush on Yom Tov is only mid'rabbanan. Because we don't find the mitzvah of Kiddush only on Shabbos. Zohar is Yom and Shabbos l'kadshoy. So according to the Rambam, Kiddush Yom Tov is the Rabbonim. But Avdol is the Uraisa. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do we say Kiddush and Avdol on the same Kois? Hey, no, it's Chavilos, Chavilos. According to the Rambam, the Uraisa with the Rabbonim is not a problem. That's why the Rambam writes, Shneim Mitzvah Shel Torahim. So what would be the problem? So the Chasam Sofer brings, in the name of one of his balabatim, I don't remember, I think it's Rav Aaron Fulda me Frankfurt de Main, Harabboni. And it's uncommon that the Chasam Sofer quotes not one of the Gedol HaDor or previous generations, but one of the balabatim. But it really is a beautiful teretz. So the Chasam Sofer quotes in his name that Havdalah d'oraisa, but only Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. Is the Urais. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh l'kuli almes d'Rabbanon. So by Yaknehoz we're dealing with Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. So the Kiddush d'Rabbanon and the Havdalah is d'Rabbanon. I mean Havdalah, not Kiddush. Havdalah ben Kodesh l'Kodesh is only d'Rabbanon. So Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos ben Kodesh l'Chol is min haTorah. But Moitzei Shabbos, when it's Yom Tov, is Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, is not only the Rabbanon, so both are the Rabbanon. Kiddush Yom Tov, the Rabbanon, Havdalah Ben Shabbos, Yom Tov, the Rabbanon. But that wouldn't answer the Migdalos. But that is what the Chasam Sofer argues. Comes along the Ksav Sofer. In Semen Chavav, Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Or HaChaim. And he wasn't aware, probably, that the Chasam Sofer wrote this shtickle in Chiddush Chasam Sofer, but he writes, I heard from my great father this kasha, and it's a gevaldige kasha. And he suggests a teretz of his own. So the Chasam Sofer argues, when the Rambam indicates that a d'oraisa and a d'rabbanan, there is no kpeid of enois and mitzvahs, chavilois, chavilois. That is only when first you do a d'oraisa and then you do a d'rabbanan. But if you did the Rabbanim and then the Deoraisa, then that is a problem. Because it is Nera Olav Kemasa, Deoraisa. Why are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Deoraisa in haste? Why do you juxtapose the Deoraisa and do it together with the Rabbanim? So if you do the Deoraisa first and then the Rabbanim, that's not a problem. But if you do the Rabbanim first and then the Deoraisa, that is a problem. So, the Ksav Sefer says, Bayayim Kiddush Ner, Avdol of Zman, Kiddush comes before Avdolah. Kiddush is the Rabbanim, Avdolah the Deoraisa. That is a problem. So, what have we got? Rashi, Rashbam and Toises, Nera Olav Kemasa, Toises Moyed Kotten, Shiei, Liboy Panui L'Simcha. Then we have three different interpretations regarding Shittas HaRambam. Migdalois, even two Darabolins. The rule doesn't apply. And why not? The Chsam Sofer says, Deoraisa Darabolin doesn't apply. The Chsam Sofer, similar to the Chsam Sofer, but he says, depends which comes first and which comes next.
That's opposite of the sequence we said before, that the second one would be considered more important.
Yes, that's a very good comment. The Ksav Sofer and the Maria Buav are contradict one another. So, an interesting question in the broader concept of Ein Oisin Mitzvois Chavilois Chavilois. What would be the din if you could be Mekayim two mitzvahs with one maisa? Two in one. Not two mitzvahs on the same kois, in the same ma'amad. Because all the sources, the three basic sources we have in the Gemara, in all of them, we actually are Mekayim two mitzvahs with two maisa. However, we bundle them together. We want to combine two brochas with one siyum, but nevertheless, in that siyum, it's a double siyum. We say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua Uvoine Yerushalayim. We would say Hukeil HaKadosh Shachoinen Liyodam Das. So we are mentioning both brochas, both concepts, but on one brocha. We do say Berachas HaMazon and Kiddush, but we wish to say them on the same kois. We are Roitzeya both Avodim, and Metar both Mitzeroim, and Mashkin both Soitis. However, why do them together? What would be the din if in one Maisa we could perform two mitzvahs? And I want to give you three examples. The Turei Even is the Shagasadi, one of the greatest Achronim going back 300 years. So the Shagasadi wrote Turei Even in various different Mesechus. One of them is Megillah, Megillah of Zion. The Turei Even is Mesupik. Could we combine Mishloach Monas and Matonas Levyoinim? I have a neighbor, yes, he's a close friend, and he is also an oni. He's desperately in need. So I'm going to send him a big Mishloach Monas, and I want to perform with that Mishloach Monas, Matonas Levyoinim as well. Could we have two in one? That is the subject of the Turei Even. But it never occurred to the Turei Even that might be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. The way he presents the question is, maybe the Tkolas Chachomim is you got to make three people happy. You need to send support for two of Yoinim, and besides the two of Yoinim, one of your friends, regardless whether he's a prince or a pauper, whether he's rich or poor. But you need to make three people happy. Ish l'rayehu, at least one, v'matonas l'vyoinim, two different l'vyoinim. And that would be the reason, according to the Turei Even, that you can perform both mitzvahs in one. And Rebbe Kiva and Simon Tofrei Sadekei Baruch Haim quotes the Turei Even, and the Biolocha quotes Rebbe Kiva, but they don't even discuss the concept of Chavilas Chavilas till the Ksav Sofer comes along and Chuvos Baruch Haim Simon Kuf Lametes, and the Ksav Sofer says, wouldn't that be a problem of Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? And I would say, so why didn't the Turei Even deal with the question of Chavilas Chavilas? He actually asks the question. But the way he understood it and the way he presented it, it has nothing to do with Chavilas Chavilas. The question is, in the essence of Tikkun Chazal, what were Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Metaken? Is it merely you have to give, or is it about numbers? You need to make three different people happy, two of Yoinim and one person, regardless whether he's a Nevian or not. So this would bring me to the conclusion, no, there is no kpeida in chavilas chavilos if with one maisa we could perform two mitzvahs. And the basic reasoning would be, according to Rashi and Rashbam and Tosis, both in Psuchim and in Soita, it is about the way it would appear to a spectator. It's not about what it really is. Nera olav kamasa. Venera kememahe ulifroi kamasoi. Everybody knows that Shmoinesa has 18 brochas. So why would you combine the two and say one siyam and two different brochas? You're in a rush. Why wouldn't you have a separate kais for Birchas Hamazon and another one for Kiddush? Because you're in haste. That is Nera Kepoirak Olav Masoi. And the same when Bezdin invites people that don't know each other, they have nothing to do with each other, and Bezdin invites them to Soitas and to Mitzarom and to Avodim because Bezdin wants to get over with it. That is Nera Olav Kamasa. But a person that sees me sending Mishloach Monos, he doesn't know what's in my heart, and that is not Nero Olav Kamas. I'm doing the same as everybody else does. The fact that I am a Kayim 2-in-1, it is about Nero Olav Kamas, and this is not Nero Olav Kamas, and therefore, I think, Ein Lanu Elu Divrei Chazal, and that is the ashes of the Turei Aven. I really think that that's a big suffix. Maybe the Kpeda of Chazal was you need to make three people happy. And don't be stingy. Don't try to be Mekayim 2-in-1. Yes, send for two of Yoinim, and besides the two of Yoinim, send Mishloach Monos, whether he's an Evian or not. But that has nothing to do with Chavilas Chavilas.
What's the Alav Kemasui? Is the Alav on him? It sounds like it's on him, not on the observer.
Yes, but it is
Nera. Yeah.
Nera. That's the way it appears.
But what's the Alav that it
okay,
like
you know,
on him?
That is a good question. That is a good question. But I still think it's about appearance, about the way it looks. Maybe not for others. Maybe even for him. But I would like to check the Loshon of Rashi. Would somebody care to bring me a Gemara Soita and a Gemara Psuchim? Let's really check the exact wording, because maybe my memory isn't correct.
Einos in mitzvahs chavilus doesn't mean you're not yotze the mitzvah. The question
yes.
Here by Mishloach Monos is whether you're yotze the mitzvah or not. It's really two separate questions.
That's a very good comment. It is quite clear that by Einos in mitzvahs chavilus, it is only alachat chiladin and you are yotze the mitzvah. It is clear from the Gemara Psuchim, because the Gemara is machalik. Yes, like kois echad, yes, like shnei koises. So the Gemara clearly says, if he has only one kois, then he would say both on one kois. So it's really a pillar, the Shiurei Korban in Perek Tes of Masechet Gittin. Mashma medvorav that even b'dieved you're not yotze, and it's a big pillar. So two of the later achroinim really reject what he says, based on the pshitas that ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas is only ulechetchela, and it is not b'diyeved. Shabina Rav, Doivev Mishorim, Chelek Aleph Simasamech, and before him, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Beis Avoitzer, Ois Aleph Klal, Pei Hei. It is clear it's only ulechetchela. The subject of the Turei Aven is even b'diyeved. But the Ksav Sofer argues, even if we say it's not a Kpeida B'dieved, maybe it still would be a Kpeida L'chatchila. So I'm quoting the Roshan of the Ramban, Chavilas Chavilas, De Mechzei Alai Kemasei. Mechzei. Mechzei is about the way it looks. Olav means the bystander seems to be that it is a burden for him, not for the spectator. but for him. Nera olav kemasa. Mechze alei kemasa. That is the Loshon of the Rashbam, Daf Kuf Beis. And I once again wish to check Rashi and Tosfos, Sota Chesa Medalef. And I think similar Loshon, like I quoted. So Rashi says, Ein oise mitzvos chavilis, chavilis, shenera, kimi shehoyu olav lemasoi vememayer lifroik masoi. Shenera, kimi shehoyu olav. Once again, that's the way it appears to others. Nera, kimi shehoyu olav masa. And that is more or less the lotion of Tosfos. Mishim de mechze alei kemasi, that is the exact lotion of the Rashbam in Psochim Daf Kuf Beis. So my conclusion would be that when you perform two mitzvahs in one, with one ma'isa, there would be no kpeda of einois and mitzvahs, chavilois, chavilois. Which brings us to another Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi, which appears in Perek Beis the Shabbos and Sof Masechet Trumos. In Shabbos of Chof Hei we learn that Ein Madlikin Ner Shabbos B'Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa is Shemen of Trumat Tameya. Trumat Tameya Mitzvosa B'Sreifa. And a coin is entitled La'asikoy Tachas Tov Shiloi. It's Mutar Ba'anua. Just like a kohen could eat Truma Tehoira, he could burn Truma Tehoira and benefit from its burning. Warm his house, cook his food, but Truma Tehoira is also b'achila. And it's mitzvosoi b'sreifa. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, of Chofei Masechet Shabbos. What is the mitzvah? Why is mitzvosoi b'sreifa? But nevertheless, in Yerushalmi we find an aboya which is not found in Bavli, whether a person could be madlik nerchanike b'shem esreifa. Why not? So there are different pshotim and different interpretations. Some achronim say we're dealing with a zar, not with a kohen, with a person that's not entitled neither to eat trumet tohira nor to benefit from burning trumet tameya. So why would it be mitzvah? Maybe because mitzvahs lav lehenois nitnu, it's just kiyum a mitzvah. Some achronim suggest ksav soifet tshuvas or chaim kavav pre Yitzchak. Whenever I quote the pre Yitzchak, I'm happy because pre Yitzchak is a Itzela Peterburger, Reb Itzela Blazar, who was renowned as one of the greatest disciples of Yisrael Salanter. And everybody learns the Sefer Koich Ve'Oyer, which are the Sichas Musar of Rabbi Tzala. So Rabbi Tzala is known, Be'ikar, as one of the great Balei of Musar. First and foremost, amongst the disciples, the Talmidim of Rabbi Tzala Salanter, but he also was a tremendous God. And he wrote the Pri Yitzchak, Shaz Hatshuvos Pri Yitzchak, Chelik Beis Simachov. His interpretation is, Ein Oisem Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, because it Sreif is Trumet Tamei as a mitzvah, and it looks like Chanukah as a mitzvah. So maybe you cannot light Ner Chanukah with Trumet Tamei because Ein Oisem Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Let me tell you the story about the Pri Yitzchak, and sometimes when I speak about great Gedolim, I take the opportunity just telling the amazing stories. So why is the name of his Sefer Pri Yitzchak? He had no children to a relatively old age, and his wife was such a tzedakis, and she became aware that she can't have children, and she asked for a get, and he didn't want to give her a get, because Aniazu Maichota, she was a wonderful wife, and obviously they loved Itasha, and he didn't want to give her a get, and she insisted that she can't bear the thought that he's not going to have children because of her. And the God Lador will not be Mekayim Priyor Vibbe. And she insisted and she demanded a get. And with a heavy heart, he gave her a get. And he asked, what could I do for you to make you happy till the end of your days? And she said she would like to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he bought her a house in Eretz Yisrael. And she made Aliyah. And she was Marech Yovim. She lived 100 years in Eretz Yisrael, and he remarried, and he had children from his second marriage. And I knew his Einikel, his son's son, was a member of my shul, and it's unbelievable because it's 100 years since he passed away, but he had children at a relatively very old age from Zivik Sheni. So when he printed his first volume, Pri Yitzchok, he writes in the Hagdamah that the name of the Sefer is Pri Yitzchok because those are the only Peres I leave in this world, because I wasn't zeichet to have children, and Divreim hen hem zechroinam, and that's why he named the Sefer Pri Yitzchok, and that was when he published the first volume. But then his wife, the Tzedekis, insisted and forced him to give her a get, and he remarried and he had children. But the name of the second chelik still was Pri Yitzchok. So he had children and he had amazing swarm as well. So that's the story of Rabbi Tzalav Peterboger, and that's the story of the Pri Yitzchok. So in chelik Beis, that is his interpretation of the Gemara, that boy in Yerushalmi that we don't find in Bavli, Mayu Lahadlik, Ner Chanukah, B'trumat Tamei B'Shem Sleifim, and that is some of the Achronim's interpretation of the Yerushalmi. We started off today's Shia. Could one drink Dalet Kaisis from Shemin Yayin Shol Shavias? Yayin Shol Shavias. There's a big machoikis whether there's a mitzvah to eat or drink Peres HaKadosh and the Kedusha Shavias. Chazan Ish argues no, there's no mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Kedusha Shavias. But the consumption of Peres that after the Shavias is not a mitzvah. Others argue, according to the Ramban, that it is a mitzvah. So the interpretation of the Gedoyle Galitzia, Reb Mendel Steinberg, Baal Shalas Tshuvas Machz Avrom, Reb Nochum Weidenfeld, who was the brother of Chabina Rav, they both suggest, maybe the boy in the Yerushalmi is, Ein oisin mitzvah chavilas chavilas. If there's a mitzvah to eat Peres Shavias, and there's a mitzvah to drink Dalet Kaisis, then Ein oisin mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But I don't think so, because I made clear, the common ground between these three sugyas is, with the very same maisa, you could perform two mitzvahs. Lighting Ner Chanukah b'shem esleif is two mitzvahs. Drinking dalat koises ben yayin shol shvias is two mitzvahs. Mishloach monas ametonas lev yayinim is two mitzvahs. So as I made clear just a few minutes ago, I think in that case there's no kpeida of chavilas chavilas. I would argue it even would be a maila and a hider mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, Sudas Yomter from Erev Tavshilin, Kiven de Isavet bo mitzvah chode, Isavet bo mitzvah achrite. That is hider mitzvah. Using Lecha Mishnah, Erev Tavshilin is hider mitzvah. So if you could drink Dalet Koises, Shemen Shel Shvias, definitely wouldn't be a chasod, maybe even a hider. Mishloach Monas Matonas Evyonim would be different. Like the Svar of the Turei Yevin, you need to give from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you to make three different people happy. If not for that Svar, there would be no problem in Chavilois Chavilois. And that is why there is no problem whatsoever when you drink Kois Berchus HaMazon and Kois Kiddush and Kois of Berchus HaHalal, and those are the Dalet Koises. Yes, you are Mekayim two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Dalet Koises and the mitzvah of Berchus HaMazon, no problem whatsoever. I actually mean to say that besides the point I just made, when you're not bundling together different mitzvahs in a way that the spectator, the beholder, would say, is it a burden for him? Why is he bundling them together? Metza Olav Kemase. But when you're performing one mitzvah in a normal fashion, you're drinking Dalet Koises, not everybody drinks Dalet Koises, but it happens to be Yayin Shel Shvias. You're lighting Ner Chanukah like you do every year, but it happens to be Shemen Sleifa. You're sending Mishloach Monas. Who would ever guess that you're Mekayim the mitzvah Matonis of Yoinim as well? That would be no problem regarding the concept of Chavilois Chavilois, in my opinion. So what would be pshat in the boy of Yerushalmi, whether one could be Mekayim mitzvahs Dalet Koises b'shem Shel Shvias? Minchaso Shel Shvias am Simen Lamed Ches, there's a discussion, but that no longer has anything to do with the sugya of Einos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. So we'll leave it for some other opportunity at some other time. So we have discussed the sugya of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, which I find to see a very interesting sugya, but I actually find every sugya to be a very interesting sugya. So we have dealt with different concepts and different ideas and different svaras in the sugya of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Coming back to the Vacha de Kaparsha, Dalat Lushoine Shel Geula, Vehoitzeisi, Vehitzalti, Vegoalti, Velokachti. As I mentioned last week, the Rambam defines Chumash Shemois as Sefer Agolus Vahageula. And he defines Chumash Bereshis as Sefer Ayatzira. So many times, especially when we learn Chumash Bereshis, I mentioned that the Ramban asks, only a small part of Parshas Bereishis deals with creation. Why would the entire Sefer be defined as Sefer Hayetzira? Then Rabban asks a similar question regarding Chumash Shemois. Well, we can't say a very small portion of Chumash Shemois deals with Golas HaGaula, but definitely not the entire Sefer. Shemois ve'eru boi b'shalach, it's all over. By Bishalach, we already said Shiras Ayam. So, the majority of the Sefer is still before us. So why would Chumash Shemois be defined as Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeula? The Ramban explains the concept of Geula. So Geula is not about personal freedom alone. Not even about national sovereignty. Ad asher el malois avoisom yashuvun. It is only when Klal Yisrael achieves the heights of their forefathers that they would be considered a redeemed people. So the other sagdoshim, before the Golos ever started, were zoche to Asharas Hashchina. Their homes were homes of Shchina. So it is only when Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Mitzrayim and they will achieve the heights of their forefathers and they will be zeichet to Ashuas Hashchina, it is only then that would be Shleimus HaGeula. Ad Asher al Malas Avoisim Yeshuvan. And therefore, the Ramban explains, the finality of the Geula was not by Shiras Hayam. It was part of the process. It was from Eretz Mitzrayim, Kirvon Lifnei Har Sinai. Kabbalas HaTorah is part of the process, but it still is only part of the process. It is not the end. It is only when they were zeiche to the Mishkan, and the Shechina was shoyer in the Mishkan, that they were considered and defined as Shibchu Geulim, and therefore the entire Sefer is Sefer HaGolos VaGeula. Because Chumash Shemois essentially has three sections. Yes, Shemois Ve'eru Boi B'Shalach is about Golos Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim. Then we have Yisra Mishpotim. Yisra Mishpotim is Kabbalas HaTorah. And then we have Truma, Tetzava, Kitiso, Ve'yakel, Pekudai, five parshias that deal exclusively with the Mishkan Ve'kelav, and Chumash Shemois in its entirety, its Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeul. So the story starts in Parsha Shemois, dealing with Koshi HaShiabud. Besoras HaGeula, in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go tell the people, I will redeem them and get them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'oitzeisi, ve'itzalti, ve'gualti, ve'lokachti eschem li'lam. Those are the Dalet Lashonos Shel Geula that we have to remember for eternity. And that is why we drink Dalet Koses B'Leil HaSedek K'neged Dalet Lashonos Shel Geula. So one of the ideas I wrote in Agoda Shel Pesach Minchas Osher is, what is the essence of these four Lashonis? I don't believe it's just Lashonis and they all mean the same. No, they don't mean the same. V'hoitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti are four different stages. Different stages of Yetzias Mitzrayim and different aspects of Golus and Geula. So we all know that slavery is a terrible phenomenon. It's a painful phenomenon. And why is that? Because whatever we have read about slavery, we know that by human nature, people take advantage of the weak. So masters in history used to take advantage of their slaves, and slaves suffered from terrible cruelty and brutality, and they were exploited. And that is the suffering of slaves, besides the fact that they toil and they are always overworked. So it is about pain and suffering. It is about toil and work. And it is about the lack of freedom. And man strives for freedom. People weren't supposed to work for each other. People are supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not each other. Ba'avur zeh osu Hashem li al menas shetiu li la'avodim ki avodai heim asher hoitzeisi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the first stage is vohoitzeisi eschem etachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Sivlois is pain and suffering. And then vihitzalti eschem ma'avodosam, from work. And then we go out, Yeshem. I will redeem them, and they will be a free people. And then the fourth stage is Kirvas Elokim. Velokach Yeshem, Lila Am, Voisi Lochem Lailokim. And that is the stage of Ruchnius of Geulas Mitzrayim. So, an idea that I also spoke about many times, and this is not really Pshat. It's either a vort or maybe a vertel, but I still think it's good, and it has appealed to me. So, we have Dalet Kosher Shel Yayin Keneged Dalet Lashonis Shel Geula. Vohoitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. Between cuss number one and cuss number two, between number two and three, you could drink, you could eat, you could do anything. There is no concept of hefsek. Between three and four, you can either eat or drink. So maybe essentially it is about some of us in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world feel that we would be happy with the first three. Number four really has less appeal to us. That's fine. We're happy to be coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Some of us feel less comfortable with Velokachti Eschem Li La'am Lo'isi Lochem La'elokim. So we want to indicate it is all about cuss number four. And the first three are just a prelude leading to number four. It is actually about cuss number four. Yes. We cannot get to cuss number four unless Voitzeisi Eschem Etachas Sivlus Mitzrayim V'Hitzalti Eschem Yavidosam V'Go'alti Eschem V'Zroya Netuya V'Shvotem Gedoylem. But it's all V'Lokachti Eschem Lila'am V'Hoisi Lochem La'alekim. And that is why between number three and number four you cannot make any hefsek. Essentially, that is what Geulas Mitzrayim is all about. So this Vasemes, This verse says in Birchas HaGeula in Leila Seder, we say Al Geula Seinu v'Al Pidus Nafsheinu. And what is the Kefil HaLoshen? Geulas Mitzrayim, yes, it's about slavery and freedom. It is about national freedom and national sovereignty, but it is also about Kervis Elokim. V'lokachti Eschem Lila'am v'Yisilachem Elokim. So everybody agrees that one of the basic components of a Godesh Shul Pesach of Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matchel B'Ginus U'Mitzrayim B'Shvach. However, there's a Machloikas Rav in Shmuel, which Ginus and which Shvach. Rav says, Metchila Oivda Avodah Zorah Hayavaseinu V'Kirvani Amokom La'Avodosa, and Shmuel says, no, Avodah Meinu V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Hoitzionu. And our minig is both. And an hour ago, that we say both. So, what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, B'Leila said that is, yes, we are free people. We no longer suffer the yoke of Basa V'Dam. But we also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us closer to Him. V'lokachti eschem li la'am v'yishi lachem l'elukim. And as the Ramban explains, the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not by Shiras Hayam. That was just part of the process. Kabbalas HaTorah and Ashrayas HaShchina. Those are Shleimus HaGeula. And that is the Kefil HaLoshen. We thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, al Geula Seinu v'al Pidus Nafsheinu. So here also we should be Zoicha. When we learn the Sugya of Dalet Koisus, we should be Zoicha. Ki yemei tzeischem me'eretz mitzvayim arenu neflois, we should deserve b'kura b'yameinu to a geul asylum. We should once again be able to say shiru. Shiru chadoshu. Rabbias Mashiach tzidkeinu, we will once again say shira al geul asaynu v'al pedus nafshaynu. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. V'shov Hashem Tzion, v'niglo kvoid Hashem, v'ro'o karbo siyachtov, ki pi Hashem diber, v'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.